Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in? In today's episode of Not Nice Clever, we're talking about where to start when building your personal brand as an introvert. So Kat and I have been able to build a personal brand that allows us to build relationships and connections even while managing our limited energy sometimes as introverts. And we wanted to share some of the things that have brought us to this place and are keeping us going as we continue to brand build alongside you.
Yeah. And so some of the recommendations we're going to share today might surprise you. I know, Candace, you're going to probably roll your eyes when I say this, but we actually are not going to recommend that you immediately get a logo from Canva or pick out a color palette. Like, that's actually not the first place we want you to start, especially if you're an introvert. Knowing how inward and kind of maybe awkward or unsure or kind of just conscious of your energy type of nature you can have. So what we recommend that you start with is to actually take stock and audit your existing work, your existing business. What kind of work are you enjoying doing? Is it selling a product? Is it facilitating a service? Is it something more community oriented? Whatever it is, like, really think on it. And this is an opportunity for you to identify A, the type of work that you're really good at, right? People pay you for it. You know it. You're confident in it because you can deliver. But then also B, the type of work that you enjoy doing. Sometimes those are separate. Sometimes they overlap because Candace and I have learned, like, in our past years of yes, of saying yes to every client and needing that client, that we could easily do that a particular type of work, but do we actually enjoy it? Does it give us energy or does it drain our energy? And again, speaking to our introverts and our clever crew, it's really important to understand the type of work that energizes you, because when you are around other people, you're going to be investing your energy in them. That's just how it goes. So take stock of that, note it down. And then additionally, note down the types of clients that you work with. And if you have anything in common with them, if you really enjoy working with a certain type of client and you don't enjoy working with certain other types of clients, which, by the way, Candace, I think we should share the caveat here before we get any further. This is a judgment-free zone, right? Anything that comes out of this episode?
Oh, absolutely. This is all judgment-free. I think when we ask people and we use the word audit, what you've done in the last year, like, that sounds really scary. It's like the IRS, right?
Yeah.
We do not want to make this scary at all. The point here is to just go back to your last 12 months and say, what has felt good? Who do I enjoy working with? What types of things do I like to spend my time and energy on? And take what you've learned from that and take what you like and leave the rest. That's the point of this. It's a judgment-free zone. And sometimes this is like you just looking at the numbers and saying, hey, last year I made this much money. That's not how much money I want to make in the future. I had this many consultations. Well, maybe if I had a different number of consultations, I could make a different amount of money, right? And so just like making those correlations in a judgment-free space where it's not about what you didn't do, but rather
what you can do.
Yeah, what you could do. Exactly.
This is your brand. Like, we've mentioned this before. Like, when it comes to corporate brands like Nike or Apple or Microsoft, like, those brands represent a bigger idea, a bigger vision that's bigger than any one person. That's why they typically last beyond generations. But personal brands are built around you as a person, right? What are your beliefs? What is your background? What is your personal style? How do you communicate? What are your unique gifts and talents? So this is your brand. You make the rules. And that's why our first recommendation is to really take stock, you know, not in a scary IRS audit way. Thank you for calling that, because I didn't even think that people would have that maybe association with that word. But we want you to create awareness around who you are, how you are, what you are. You guys know, if you've seen Candace and I speak on stage or watch any of our content, we're like, yes, the content, yes, understanding clients, yes, all of those things, but also understanding you as the driver, as the foundation of it all. Because if you have no clue what you want, you're going to attract clients from all over the board. The work's going to be all over the board. It's going to be just a bit of a mess for you and for your energy as an introvert.
So much of personal branding is personal development. Mm. And that might be scary because you don't want to think about who you are and how you're growing alongside your business results.
Yeah.
But you really have to. And that sometimes is scary for people because they worry about OPOs, as we know, other people's opinions.
That they do.
And I was thinking about how to say that to clients more concisely. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning a workshop right now and thinking about examples I'll use. And one of the things that came up was the idea that if you had a child and they just start t-ball and they're so excited and they like go to their grandma and grandpa and say, I'm a baseball player. I'm so excited to be a baseball player. You're not going to be like, well, kid, actually, you really can't call yourself a baseball player because you have to be in the major leagues for this to actually count.
Right.
Ooh. You never say that, right? No. You just get excited for the kid.
I would slap you if you said that to any child. How dare you
Right. Squash
their dreams and wonder.
Right. And they're trying something new. They're stepping into it. And like, aren't they a baseball player as soon as they put that uniform on? And as soon as they go out into that field, they might not be a good one
Right. Or
the best one.
We're not talking about they're not the top producing baseball player or whatever like version of that. Sorry, I had to. I couldn't not sorry.
But I think that if we can approach our life more like a child approaches anything new in their life, and they just embrace it and step into it and understand that it's all about growth,
Yeah. Then
you'll have a better time building your personal brand because you'll stop saying that you're a fake or a fraud and you'll start just embracing that you may be a beginner.
A beginner's mindset. I don't know when it was. I recently created a reel about that because I'm actually looking it up. So hold, I'm pulling a you, Candace, here while we're live on the episode. Okay. It's this practice called Shoshin in Japanese culture. It's a beginner's mindset. And everybody knows like beginner's mindset, adult learner, lifelong learner, all of that. I think adopting that mindset early on, especially because of I don't know if this is like a thing of me being an introvert, but because I enjoy spending so much time alone, because it's recharge time for me, my cave time, my rejuvenation time, often I will find my mind going down rabbit holes. And sometimes I will find myself being a bit more self-critical or overanalyzing or overthinking. And I think adopting that just kind of like curious childlike wonder can help ease some of that mental pressure when I am taking stock of my business and deciding how to tweak my marketing or refine my branding, you know? So I think I love that you brought that up.
So important. Beginner's mindset. Yes. What's the Japanese word?
Shoshin. Shoshin. Yes.
Love it.
We do.
All right. So now that we did our judgment-free reflection.
There we go. That's better. That's a more neutral word for this.
Okay. We are then going to move into understanding and setting business goals. This is really important and they should be concrete. You know what a SMART goal is, I imagine, but a SMART goal has to be measurable. We have to be able to say, this is what I did and this is the result. So write that down. I would say put it somewhere where you can see it on a daily basis. Like, this is the goal. This is what I'm working towards.
Very true. And the other caveat, like we had the caveat of this being a judgment-free zone, is that know that if you don't hit a goal, if you set a goal and you don't hit a goal, all good. Doesn't mean anything about you. You don't need to get down on yourself. You don't need to give up, throw in the towel. Just adjust the goal. It's a target. It's a moving target that helps you aim higher, right? Like Sarah Blakely says, so that you can land where you want to go or arrive where you want to be. And so, you know, if you don't really know where to start when it comes to like business planning or business goals, Candace and I actually created a really great business planning guide. Actually, Candace, it was based on the foundation of what you used like years ago, right? And it's still helpful to this day.
Yeah, I use this with my clients when they are just starting out because I remember going online and typing in business planning into Google and getting these like 75 sheet documents that felt so overwhelming and so scary and like I was going to fail at business. And what I realized was there are just a few key fundamental things that you really need to get started. Mm-hmm. And so I broke down all of what I saw online into, I think it's like 3 or 4 steps to make it simple so you can actually feel like you accomplished something at the end of the time reflecting and not scared and not overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I broke it down really simply, and you can grab it on notnicelover.com. And we can actually drop it in the show notes here for you to download it really easily. But it's what I used with people who'd never had a business plan before mm-hmm. and needed that manageable step. Because what I find is that when my clients get into action, then they start to build momentum. And sometimes that means you need to break down your steps into maybe micro steps. And this is a great first one.
Agreed. Yes. Movement creates momentum. That's one of my favorite mantras, even if it's just moving your body or checking something off a list. It's absolutely necessary. And I think this is another thing that might be a misconception about personal branding and the activities that like you and I do, knowing that we're introverts and knowing that we're very protective of our energy. Sometimes people will see, you know, bite-sized versions of us speaking on stage or traveling or at the airport or doing talking head videos. And because they see us so much and they can binge our content, they think that we're doing all these things all the time and we're drained. And oh my gosh, how can we keep up with it? That's not the case, because everything that we do is intentional and supports a goal that we've outlined. And this just showcases the ability for us to amplify our presence without sacrificing our energy.
That is a sentence there. Okay. Amplify your presence without sacrificing your energy.
There we go.
Yes to that.
Thank you. Yes. More of that, please.
Mm-hmm. More please. Thank you. More please. That's what Corey always says.
I love
my
it.
My best friend says that. It's hilarious. Okay. So I wanted to say something about what you just talked about, and now I can't remember what it is.
That's all right. I have another thought, and then feel free to interrupt me when it comes back to you. So
great.
Because that's the thing. Like, people think that, oh, I'm just not, you know, ready for camera. There's other forms of content. Oh, I'm just not a people person. Y'all, neither am I. You know, mm-hmm. I get to pick and choose the people I'm around. Guys, we are on a podcast called Not Nice Clever.
There we go.
Truly. Yep. Did you remember it? I saw your face.
I did remember it.
Okay. What is it? Well, tell the people.
A lot of what we're doing is just hitting record on the conversations that we're already having. And you love to tell the people to document and not create. And that is so much of what's happening. So I had a call with a client before this, and I hopped on my Instagram story and I said, hey, me and my client worked on her community events, and those are rocking and rolling. And now we're layering in flyers and mailers. And what are your favorite mailing companies? And so I literally continued the conversation that I was having with my client mm-hmm. on my Instagram story. And then you and I talk about branding, marketing, money, and manifesting all day. And we just basically push record on that. And now our clever crew gets to listen in on those conversations.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we're doing and what you see us doing online is just documenting the process of how we're actually spending our time. And the thing that will help you build your personal brand is taking what you already do on a daily basis, looking at your calendar and say, how can I invite a larger audience into the same conversations that I'm already having? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that means going on your Instagram story and continuing the conversation. Sometimes that means snapping a picture and tagging the people who you had lunch with and talked about, I don't know, maybe talked about interest rates. Maybe that's boring, but maybe some people are also interested in that. I don't know. So snap a picture, tag someone, give them a compliment. Like, this is how brand building happens. And what's great about building a brand is that in the beginning, when you're first starting, you have that desperate energy and it's really hard to shake off when you're not making enough money.
Oh, yeah.
And you have that I need to work with anybody energy. But now Kat and I get to pick and choose the exact right people who share our similar values and who have the energy that we want to be around with, and say no thank you to the people who are not right for us. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the incredible part of it.
We get to a place, and this does not happen overnight. We're not going to sugarcoat that. It is definitely a journey. It is a process. We've had our years of desperate, yes. But now we have moments and clients that say, you know, Kat, you know, Candace, I'm obviously not talking about me, but like, you charge way too little and you need to up your rates, but like, keep me grandfathered in at the VIP rate. Right?
Oh yeah.
Or they'll be like, and also I'm willing to pay that higher rate because I know that the value you provide is absolutely fucking worth it. Period.
Right.
I love those moments.
That's crazy. I love those moments too. And I love to be that person when I hire people. I'm like, yes, sign, but also the next client, you need to charge more.
Right? yeah. like handle business, but then also let me help you up level and like, you know, yes. expand. It's so true. And like going back to, again, like being an introvert, knowing when you set business goals and you know what your targets are. I like the word target over goal. I don't know why, but I'm just, that feels better like for me. So like when you set your targets and you know what you want to achieve and you can look at what you've already done that has helped you move closer to those, then you know what to spend your time and energy on and your money on mm-hmm. too. Like energy
yep.
is, oh, this is one thing I wish I could have told 2019 Kat. You can always make more money. You do regenerate your energy every day, at the end of every day, right? When you, if you get a good night's sleep and you do the morning routine, you don't get the time back. Mm. And so knowing what activities on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis are worth the time you're investing, you'll get the return on your investment in the form of like money. You'll maintain your energy, so you actually enjoy making that money, because if you don't enjoy it, like why the hell are we even here? I just wish I had understood that, you know?
And a lot of our listeners are probably doing too much.
Agreed.
Doing too much of things that aren't leading to the result that right. they want. And you probably could put your time and energy into fewer tasks that will give you a bigger ROI.
Yes.
And that's what we want for you.
One big takeaway that I had, and it's funny because they're kind of like, I mean, they're similar but different as far as energy management. But one of the two main sources of income for my business in 2023 was guest spotting on podcasts. So now I'm using services like matchmaker.fm to like find other podcasts to go on and like amplify my reach that way, but then also attending events, specific strategic events, right? So like both kind of community building and networking in a way, like that's where they're similar, but the energy management's so different. But both of them contributed to revenue in my business. So then I looked at my event calendar, speaking also, like that includes like speaking or attending events, like as an attendee. And I looked at my calendar for this year and I was like, okay, I know that this had a huge impact on my revenue. If I want to grow my revenue, I need to grow the amount of events I'm attending and the amount of podcasts that I'm on. That's probably not typically what people would think. They'd probably think, oh,
I have to change my offer suite.
Right. I have to post more yeah. on social. Like I have to be on 10 platforms.
Or I have to create ads or oh whatever. God, yeah. All these things ads. That, oof. And I'm not saying that ads don't work. I'm just saying that's probably not the first thing you need to do.
Yeah. That's down the line.
Yeah. And so I think that as an introvert, if you are being really mindful about the places you're spending your time mm-hmm. and the people you're spending your time with, which I feel like is just such a common theme on Not Nice Clever.
Seriously.
You will see a change in your business.
And the other kind of like analogy we love to use is, so like let's take this episode for example. Candace and I are chatting for 20 to 30 minutes. We're doing it in between our days, in between meetings. You know, I'm chilling in my home office. She's at her place in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
That she's hanging out in. And it'll be heard by 100 people in the next 7 days once it goes live, right? Can you imagine, Candace, trying to have a 30-minute conversation with 100 people in the next 7 days? Like how many hours would that actually be?
Let's give the audience a little bit of context though, because okay. we just learned something right before we hopped on this episode actually that is kind of exciting to share with the Clever crew.
Yes.
Yes. So we actually just learned that Not Nice Clever is in the top 2.5% of podcasts, and we have been podcasting for a year and a half?
A year and a half. Yeah. It'll be 2 years in September.
2 years in September.
Yeah.
Okay. So less than a year and a half.
Right.
And we have every intention of being top 1% of podcasts shortly. So when Kat says like, okay, 100 people will listen to this episode and we are now in the top 2.5% of podcasts. And had we waited to start till we knew everything about podcasting, that wouldn't be the truth. Mm-mm. So just encouragement for our Clever crew. Like we're all on this journey, continuing to evolve and figure things out and showing up anyways. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that gets you to the top 2.5% of podcasts in less than a year and a half.
We love that. And we love our Clever crew because you guys are a part of it as much as we are. And so thank you for reminding me to share that with them. We literally just found that out right before we just hopped on.
Like literally recording. Before we started.
Yeah.
And if you haven't yet left your 5-star review, I had to ask, Kat, come on.
Please, while you're continuing to listen to this, go show the love, share the love, and leave the review. No, I it's so true. Ready, like you said, one of the earliest things when we first met and we were becoming friends that you said to me that stuck out was that ready is a decision. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oof, yep, I have no rebuttal. And I always have a rebuttal. You know, I always have a rebuttal and I have no rebuttal to that. So here, I want to share this with the introverts, because if you can lean into content, whether that is written form via email or LinkedIn or video via TikTok or Instagram, look, just start where you are and fucking go. The compounding power of it, right? So Candace and I are having a chat, 20 to 30 minutes. If we were, let's just call it 30 minutes, right? If we were to have a conversation with 100 people, 30 minutes times 100 people divided by 50 fucking hours. Candace, do you want to spend 50 fucking hours having the same conversation with 100 people?
No, I don't. Mm-mm. I just want, I told you the only reason we're doing this is so I could send the link to all the people who asked me the same questions over and over again.
Yes. A form of boundary setting and pre-education. Oh my gosh. Yes.
And you know, we're half joking. We love our clever crew.
No, we
you can
love
slide
you.
Into our DMs at any time.
Yes.
But when we're talking about amplification, which Kat and I are going to lean into this heavily this year, is how do you take what you're already doing, share it with the masses so that you can attract the right people for you and your introverted self so that you can actually enjoy your business and make money. That's our goal here.
That's the win. And I can't tell you how many times, oh my gosh, now Piper is like at the door. Goodness. We're still getting used to living at a new building, y'all. I just moved for the 17th time in 14 years. Yeah, we're outsourcing all the fucking things next time. I'm done with this shit. I'm so done.
Over it.
But I guess somebody must have walked by our door, and how dare they? Oh my gosh. All right, I'll talk to her after this episode. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. There are so many times Candace and I being at this point in the journey, and we know this episode's about what to do when you're starting out building your personal brand, but we want to give you a peek, a vision, a taste of what it can be like if you hold the faith and trust the process and trust yourself and put in the work. There are times, multiple times, and I think like sometimes it's like not even real, where people, I'll be on a webinar on Zoom, or somebody will slide into my DMs, or somebody will come up and grab Candace and I at an event, and they will speak with like caps lock energy. Oh my gosh. I love everything you do. I listen to your podcast all the time. I have a dog too. I used to live in Vegas. Like I'm an introvert. It's so cool. Da, 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 da. And you're like, oh my God, this is surreal. It is surreal. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But people who we don't even know yet feel like they know us, feel like we're their friend, their confidant, their mentor, their role model. It's wild to see that come to fruition.
It's wild. And I don't know if this episode came out yet or not, but we were on recording with Theoni, who is a lender. And the way we met her is her teammate slid into our DMs when we were at an event. They knew we were at the event because of our Instagram stories. They were at the same one, slid into our DMs, asked us to have lunch. Of course, I said yes. We love, you know, hanging out with anyone in the Clever crew. And then a few months later, here she is on our podcast and we're friends. We DM each other. Like Kat just had lunch with her. Like,
yeah,
that's how relationships are built, and they're built with the right people because they understood who we were before we sat down for lunch.
Yes. It's so cool. I'll never go back to doing business the old way. Like don't get me wrong. There's still some old school tactics, old school, I won't say old school, traditional tactics, classic tactics that I still use, right?
Of course.
I still have my CRM remind me to follow up every quarter, every month, or every week with certain people. Brand building does not replace the personal one-to-one outreach, but it sure as fuck amplifies it. It complements it. It supplements it. And the last thing that I will say about this, and I want you guys, like, this is the last thing we're saying. It's not the first thing we're saying. So don't just like think like, oh, permission to just skip to this part. When you build and develop and refine and constantly iterate and discover your personal brand and share it with everybody, it makes selling so easy. Mm-hmm. And as an introvert, oh my God, asking for what I thought was my worth, but it's actually my value, like my worth is intrinsic. Making the sale, negotiating, providing, not negotiating against myself, like doing all these things. It's so freaking easy now with this foundation in place. And I never thought it would be. money conversations, oh, my heart would drop into my stomach 5 years ago.
Because we're not trying to convince anyone anymore.
No.
They come on this call knowing
that.
Yeah, knowing that we're the one. And that will change everything because you're going in with a confidence that you likely haven't had before when your brand is working for you to build those relationships in the background, at the forefront, both at the same time.
360 degrees everywhere.
There you go.
We're everywhere. We're not. I record for maybe an hour a week, guys, like an hour a week. And yet you see me and you see Candace everywhere. Like, that doesn't include the stories, but that's like seconds here, seconds there. And honestly, I feel like I'm sending a video text to a friend anyway, so I don't mind doing it.
That's great. That's how it should feel. All right, friends, we're going to wrap this one up, but
we are.
We want you to look back at the three things we laid out for you today, which are: take stock of what you've been doing, set your targets for your business, put them somewhere you can see them, and intentionally manage your energy and set yourself up with things that are going to give you the biggest return on your time and energy investment. Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.